Good morning, Joel.
Now, before we get into our segment here, Talking Bros and Bros, I forgot the last 2 weeks to make this presentation to you. I was going through all kinds of baseball cards the last couple of months and basically selling off a lot of my stuff, just getting rid of it. And I came across this card, and I thought, I got to set this aside because I will run into you soon. So I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you knew that this guy existed.
You know what?
The Minnesota Twins.
I remember this back in the 80s. I was in high school.
Jeff Little, Minnesota Twins from
yes.
19, I think that's a 1990 card, I think, 89,
I
90
so,
maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. You know, people thought I was a little advanced in high school. Little did they know.
Until they saw you play baseball?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But we'll put that aside.
Oh, your family's got a good baseball lineage, Joel. They could believe it a little bit, right?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Coach Armstrong let me on the hill once, and he said, okay, well, we'll put you back in the outfield.
But I presented him with a Minnesota Twins card of a former
much.
Twins pitcher by the name of Jeff Little, spelled exactly
the same. Exactly the same, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Congratulations.
Uncle Jeff. I didn't know I had.
What year is that from? 90? Is that what it was from? Is that what it said on the back? What is the last year for the stats on there? 91 or?
You tell me. You got glasses on.
Oh, sure, I do. But now you're my 1988. I think it is.
I think it was late 80s when when I heard of him pitching for the Twins. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. All right. We have you here to talk about other things. Bros and Bros.
Bros and Bros.
Saturday at St. Croix Rods. It's going to be a big day.
I think it's going to be bigger than people think. I think we're getting some great reception on social media.
Yeah.
And
because these guys are coming in and talking fishing. These are some of the top people in fishing and got some good information. I think the anglers are going to come out for this, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're looking at Joel Nelson and Brian Brosdahl, who have just an unbelievable reputation for being guides, and just their knowledge of the fishing industry.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's going to be easy for everybody because, you know, we're going to be serving fish and fries, which we'll get to in a little bit. And it's going to be in the same room as where the seminars are going on. So you can just come on in, grab, if you're hungry, grab some fish and fries, sit down and just listen to these guys. It's amazing what they know about the fishing industry.
Because you've got a company you mentioned that has a product to do with frying up fish, right? That's kind of promoting it, right?
Yeah, it's called Catch and Cook. It's out of Canada. A YouTuber named Jay Siemens is where we first heard about it. And,
okay. It's going to be a Jeff Little tariff on this?
Well, you know, I thought I'd put out a tin can, but they went against me on that one.
Okay.
I'm trying to earn a buck, Joel. I'm trying to earn a buck. You know.
But they'll have a chance to kind of sample that a little bit too, right?
Yeah. And yours truly is cooking it. So
right.
I probably shouldn't say that in case anybody gets sick, but we should be all right.
So the seminars we got going right away at 9 o'clock on Saturday,
9 o'clock
right?
is Jason Helfen. He's a LifeScope guy. I know a lot of you that don't go fishing a lot, don't know the fishing industry. LifeScope is the latest sonar, so to speak, forward-facing sonars. Basically, long story short, is you can see 360 degrees.
Really?
And you can see out 80 to 100 some feet.
Really?
And you basically just turn that handle until you see a big pile of fish and you go over there and you cast to them and hope
amazing
you're
gonna be, just
yeah,
amazing it,
the technology is just unbelievable and it's causing a lot of rifts on the professional
handling
scene because they should we ban it should we not
there's some of them there you are know. Some tours that limit the use of that kind of stuff
right? Especially musky ones you know you can follow a musky around all day and hopefully get it to eat at some point. That's how vivid it's like a video game. I mean you mm-hmm. can't miss where the fish are
so if people are interested in that technology he'll kind of give you the latest on
big
that
big time and it's a little complicated but a guy like that will break it down pretty easy so
that'll be right away at 9
yep and all then right. 10 o'clock is Joel Nelson, huge panfish guy in the Midwest. He'll break down. Thing is, they'll break it down by month. You know, what should you use? How should you go about? What application for rod, reel, lures should you use in May, June, July. So there's a lot more information than you think. It's not just throwing a line out there, and which is obviously anybody can do that and relax. But if you really want to get
anybody who's ever just fished casually, you know it's the random part of it can be painful sometimes. So if you get a little bit of knowledge, it might make that pontoon experience with the bobber and going after the sunnies a little bit better.
A little bit better.
Yeah.
A little bit better.
All right. As long as you got a beer in your hand, you know it'll be good. So he's at 10. So what's after that?
Then we got Mr. Brian Brosdahl. Brian Brosdahl I rely on him when I go fishing in Minnesota a lot. I mean, the guy knows, like I was just saying, even in the winter, where to go, what to use, what structure to fish on. It's just amazing. This guy is a wealth of knowledge. And it's just and he won't stop talking, so you have plenty of time to listen to him. For walleye and panfish, you're not going to find a better guide in the United States anywhere.
Yeah.
So he's a very interesting guy.
All right. So 9, 10, and then noon, you said?
10, and 11.
9, 10, and 11 might get backed up a little bit because we know they like to talk fishing.
And hopefully we get a lot of people there to ask as many questions as you want. We're there all day.
Yeah.
You know, we're there for you. So just come on in and ask as many questions as you want.
Yeah, a little fish and fries cooked up there too, and some stuff going on, of course, in the shop there, I'm sure.
Yeah, we got a lot of, we will have a selection of Northland Tackle products, and I'm talking plastics, jigs, lures that you would probably see in a Scheels or Bass Pro.
Okay.
We got this set up just for this event because Brian Brosdahl is also a big pro staffer of Northland Tackle, so he's going to really dive into how to use that stuff and when and where, and it's going to be on sale. So, you know, great opportunity to get some of the stuff that you're not going to see in most stores in northern Wisconsin.
All right. And the seminars and stuff are free for folks to just come on out, even if you're broke and you got nothing going on.
Absolutely.
Come on out.
Come on out and
take in the day. It's a rare chance to get this many people with this much knowledge about the sport of fishing together right here in northern Wisconsin. Usually you have to just corner your uncle's best friend in a bar for an hour to get this kind of knowledge, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then
it
may or may not be accurate.
The old-time fishing guides that might give you a spot, but
and the question is, are you cornering them or are they cornering you?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's cornering who?
Exactly.
All right, anything else we missed from Saturday there, Jim?
We're going to have a lot of rod reel combos. So we're going to have our Icon series with a quantum reel and our panfish series with a lose reel, all marked down. Of course, I don't have any prices yet. That's a surprise. So all you fishermen, I know you got a stash in the freezer in your underwear drawer, sock drawer. Get that thing out. We got plenty of stuff you could spend it on.
Right. It's all at the St. Croix Rods factory right here in Park Falls on Highway 13. Our very own Greg Gunderson will be there broadcasting live. Don't let that stop you from going. He'll be there he'll be there from 9 until noon. And we got a prize wheel that you can spin to win stuff with us, some brewer tickets and stuff we're giving away, too. And if you want to meet Gray, maybe you've never met Gray Gunderson, Park Falls grad, he'll be out there broadcasting too.
Great.
From the event from 9 to noon.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Little, good to see you.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bros and Bros, St. Croix Rods, this coming Saturday.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The body of Pope Francis now lying in state, and members of the public are filing past.
I'm Patrick Reeval at St. Peter's Square. There are hundreds of people lined up here waiting to pay their respects to Pope Francis as he lies in St. Peter's Basilica. It's a mixture of tourists and pilgrims. They'll have 3 days now to pay their respects until the funeral on Saturday.
The conclave will be held after that, all of the cardinals gathering the Sistine Chapel sworn to secrecy as they choose the next pope. Thousands of people in Ocean County, New Jersey, who had been told to evacuate their homes, have now been told they can go return. They were cleared out as a wildfire continues to burn. Security stepped up across Indian-controlled Kashmir a day after an attack that killed at least 26 people, most of them tourists. In Istanbul, Turkey, people ran out of their homes and offices at a magnitude 6.2 earthquake that rattled the city. No reports of serious damage or injuries. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On Friday, April 18th at 8:38 a.m., the Sawyer County Communications Center received a 911 call from an iPhone crash detector indicating that the owner of the iPhone had been involved in a crash and was not responding. Sawyer County deputies, assisted by the Sawyer County Ambulance Service, responded to the location plotting near 6505 West on County Highway B in the town of Winter. Upon arrival, deputies found that a 2016 Honda CR-V that had been traveling eastbound on County Highway B left the roadway while negotiating a slight curve, entered the south ditch of the eastbound lane, and struck a driveway, which resulted in it becoming airborne and overturning several times before striking several trees and coming to rest. The driver and lone occupant of the vehicle, Anjani S. Del Real, 26, of Lac du Flambeau, sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced deceased at the scene. The crash remains under investigation by the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office and the Sawyer County Medical Examiner's Office. This Friday at 2 p.m., the Phillips Public Library invites you to grab a friend and join them for Spring Bingo. This will feature some light refreshments and the opportunity to win some fun prizes. Once again, this is taking place Friday at 2 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. A new ruling yesterday from the Wisconsin Supreme Court dealt with the unique powers given to our governors, and their decision should support school funding for hundreds of years. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years, and now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 2425. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers blast the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball last night in San Francisco. Top of the sixth. Bases loaded. Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
2-2 coming. Fly ball center field. Back goes Lee. He is still back. And it is gone. A grand slam for Christian Yelich opens this ball game wide open.
It was Yelich's first grand slam in 3 years. Milwaukee went on to win 11-3 over the Giants. A lot of contributions from the crew. Pat Murphy.
Terang sticks out. Yelich sticks out. Those guys were amazing. Bowers getting a start once in a while and hit a homer later in the game to keep adding on. A lot of good Durbin. A lot of good offensive performances today.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 123-115. Indiana leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night.
We'll just see. I'm very confident about this series there
at Stock Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
All right. In other sports notes, baseball action we mentioned with Mr. Patterson there. Shawamigan sweeping Phillips 11-4 and 10-0 to sweep that baseball doubleheader yesterday. And in softball, Phillips wins the first game 18-6. The second game was 18-11, rather. The second game was called in the sixth inning due to darkness in the sixth inning, with Phillips leading that one 14-6. Mellon beat Cornell Lake Holcomb yesterday by a score of 11-0. This Friday, we'll chat with that guy you just heard, Mike Clemens, about he'll be at the draft. He'll be at Lambeau Field Friday morning at 8:15. We'll check in with Mr. Clemens live. Also Friday morning, we have a special guest, Izzy Gutierrez, an ESPN guy and NBA analyst, is going to join us at about 8:50 on Friday morning, and he's going to talk a little NBA playoffs. He's going to talk about the Bucks, whether they got a shot, and talk about the legend of Steph Curry. So Izzy Gutierrez, ESPN dude, Meadowlark Media guy, he'll be joining us Friday morning in the 8 o'clock hour here on The Morning Show. Northwood's
weather. Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high in the upper 50s to right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Tomorrow we're going to be out at Wilway. Wilway, they are doing a lot of fundraising for Catkins this month, donating money to Catkins for every car sold. And they're a drop-off point for any pet supplies that you may want to swing by to Wilway. They have a bin there. Also now, tomorrow, I'm going to be there broadcasting from 10 to 1. Tanya from Catkins is going to be there also, if you want to come talk about adoption. And my very own dog, my rescue dog, Billy, is going to be there also. I think 11 o'clock, 11 to 12. I haven't told my wife this yet. We did agree that Billy was going to come down, but we didn't agree on the time. But 11 to 12, if you want to stop on by and see my little rescue pug, Billy, he's a lover. He'll lick. Yeah, he's a good guy. So I'll be there. And my little guy, my rescue dog from Texas, Billy, my pug, will be there also from 11 to 12. If you want to come on down and say hi, we'll wait tomorrow. I'll be there broadcasting from 10 until 1. Speaking of Catkins, their featured pet of the week is Sketch. Sketch is a 2-year-old cat. Beautiful cat photo. Check out Sketch at catkinsanimalrescue.org. catkinsanimalrescue.org. Again, the featured benefactor of all the stuff going on at Wheelway this month. One of our featured businesses of the month is Phillips Cafe. Have you been there to the Phillips Cafe lately? Maybe you missed Mexican Day yesterday? Well, get on down there. Every day is Value Day. Always a great value at a great price for over 40 years. They'll even cater your graduation party, maybe a wedding, anniversary, reunion. Give Phillips Cafe a call. They got all the stuff to make that happen. They've been catering for a long time. We want to salute today some of the Eagle Award winners from the Park Falls Elementary School. These youngsters demonstrated fairness over the past month, in the month of March. So we want to salute these youngsters from the Park Falls Elementary School. Rowan Jenwig, Drew Branch, Claire Oswald, Jayla Hilgart, Braylee Walker, along with Freya Le Santos, Sophia Borilski, Sophie Wagner, Maya Brown, Hazel Singer, Ben Strum, Layla Rauschenbach, James Nibelin, and Annika Gage. Those are some of the award winners from the Park Falls Elementary School, showing fairness. And there's others also. So here are some the Eagle Award winners. These students distinguished themselves by conquering a feat that challenged them in the month of March, and it pushed them. They were noted by their teachers. So we want to salute the elementary schools from students from Park Falls who were awarded. Ryan Rodriguez, Anthony Warshall, Bailey Langland, along with Riley Cotney, Quinn Cotney, Drayden Warren, along with River Rougeau, am I saying that right? R-O-U-G-E-A-U, Eric Christensen, Arlen Cooley, Eli Siegman, Braylon Zilke, and Richard Santos, all doing some good stuff there at the Park Falls Elementary School.
Two-thirds of the fastest-growing occupations in the next decade will require a technical college education, one you can earn locally at North Central Technical College's Phillips Campus. Earn your welding degree in person with NTC's Open Labs, which give you the flexibility to complete your classes around your schedule in Phillips. The path to a great-paying career is just a weld away. Registration is currently underway. Call to get started today, 715-339-4555.
Well, getting to be garage sale time of the year again, of course. You're always welcome during Reality Radio to email us your garage sales. We're always willing to help promote them, wcqm@civicmedia.us. We're going to get you geared up for garage sales at St. Francis Church in Fifield. They've got a bargain basement sale going on this Saturday. Right in Fifield, something for everyone, 10 to 2. It is handicap accessible, and it is a handicap access fundraiser also. So bargain basement sale, St. Francis Church in Fifield, Saturday, and that's going on from 10 until 2 in Fifield. We'll talk more about some community events in just a little bit here at 9:20. Maybe play a couple songs here too on Reality Radio.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's Reality Radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Listen up, Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. So let's do it again and get vaccinated. We're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults under 50. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com to schedule. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high in the upper 50s to right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
98Q Country.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least 3 times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Lucy's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. 'Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Hey, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. Hey, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Please. The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Turn them inside out, I don't need no help. Got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like hers on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. We're out here in the boondocks with the breeze and the birds. Tangled up in the tall grass with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven at the south of a smile. We'll get there when we get there. Every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can.
Sam Hunt, 98Q Country. I'm very excited for Monday's Gray Area episode because I purchased something yesterday on the Heckman Auction, online auction, that I am just excited to talk about and brag about and show and display, and I'm not going to let you know what it is until Monday. You want to tune into the Gray Area Monday morning from 8 until 9. One thing. Oh, I'm so excited. So excited. Tomorrow we're at Wheelway. We'll be there from 10 until 1. I've confirmed with my wife that Billy, our little rescue, lovable little rescue pug, you're going to love Billy. He's going to be there signing paw photographs and taking pictures, if you like, tomorrow at Wheelway. He'll be there from 11 to 12. Tanya from Catkins is going to be there. I'm communicating with her on whether she's going to bring some furry friends down. So come on down and see us tomorrow, 10 to 1 at Wheelway. Maybe bring a bag of cat or dog food to put in the donation bin there. And check out my little guy, Bill, my rescue dog, from 11 to 12. And Tanya will be there with Catkins also. It'll be a big day tomorrow as we wind down the month of April and all the great fundraising going on with Catkins. We're kicking back and enjoying. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. The sun is being a little bit reluctant on coming out, but it's going to come out. And we're going to see temperatures probably about 65 or 66 degrees is what they're telling us today.
98Q Country.
Music for a Wednesday edition here with Darius Rucker on 98Q Country.
I woke up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel good side of leaving, and I'm the backside. Laying down without you in this king-size empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go.
Big dream bags are all backed up and ready to go, but I just need to- mustache and cup of coffee in the morning. I need a house on a hill, girl, not in them. So hang on to these words, to them avenues help you forget them. Cause I love you more than a California sunset. I love you more than a $20 sundress. Hate that loaded down car you got your keys in, girl, but I hate it even more that you're leaving. Cause I love you more than a feeling when the bass hits a hook, when a guy gets a girl at the end of the book. But that ain't you and me, so I guess I'll see you around. Cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown.
Morgan Wallen at 98Q Country. A Brewer bus trip coming up June 21st, and we've had a little bit of a adjustment. You know, things happen in the schedule. That June 21st turns out it's going to be a really busy day. We've got a couple live broadcasts that day, so here's what we're doing. We're still going to see the Brewers play June 21st against the Twins over at Target Field, and your host of the bus will be yours truly. All right? There's no canceling. Those of you who have signed up, upon that news, you can't cancel. All right? You can give the ticket to somebody else if you don't want to put up with me. But I'll be hosting the bus. I will have a Kirby Puckett baseball jersey on that day. I'm just warning you. But we're going to go to Target Field. We did this, I don't know, pre-pandemic. We took a trip over there, and it was a lot of fun. It's fun to see different ballparks if you've never been over there. This is a worry-free way to do it. All you got to do is just hop on the bus and, you know, somewhat behave yourself. You can even bring a collapsible cooler on the bus with beverages, whatever you like. You want to have a beer on the way over, that's fine. So that's legal. And we're gonna take you over there in a comfortable Krug tour bus. Restroom facilities right inside there. We'll give you the ticket to the game. It's a pretty good ticket. These are like $50 tickets if you buy them individually. They're pretty nice. And also the parking. And again, if you behave yourself, we'll let you come back. And we'll have a fun day. It's a Saturday, so you don't have to burn a vacation day, hopefully. Not crazy hours. We're going to leave at like 8 in the morning, get back probably 9 o'clock at night or so. If you want to be a part of it, we have 52 spots available on the bus. 17 of those have been spoken for already. And June 1st is the cutoff. Well, we have to know by June 1st whether or not we're going to be taking a full bus or two buses or what we're going to do. So call us with any questions. You can always go on our website, 298qcountry.com, but call us any questions you may have at 715-762-3221. We have some exciting new events going on at Wheelway in Fifield, and Pete, nice enough to join us. Hey, we have an exciting month of, I tell you what, March was so much fun with that cash grab, but we've got some really good stuff coming up. We're going to team up with Catkins, I understand, here in the month of April, right?
Absolutely. A lot of good things happening for the month of April. We're going to team up with Catkins. We're going to be a drop-off site. If there's any pet food that you have or any supplies, come on down. We have a tub there right when you open the door. You can put all your stuff right there.
And a donation will be made from every vehicle purchased in the month of April. And we have a little rotating Viv the dog discount going on this month too, right?
Well, not the live dog, Viv, okay? But we have a stuffed animal that looks like Viv. Annie, make sure you're driving a lot to see exactly where Viv's at. You get $500 off the purchase of that vehicle.
All right. If Viv is in the car, you get $500 off. Great low mileage vehicles. The lot is jam-packed there with whatever vehicle they're looking for, from the smallest to the big truck, right, Pete?
Joel, we don't have a better selection than right now. 3/4 tons, half tons, minivans, SUVs, cars. Right now, spring is coming up. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com and make sure you take advantage of these great savings. Every vehicle is priced to sell. Give us a call, 762-2467. And I'm going to 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. And Joel, give to a great organization of Catkins for the month of April.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Courts wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Save big money on all of your Purdy tools to help you finish your next painting project. Menards carries Purdy paintbrushes, roller covers, prep tools, trays, kits, and more to help you get the job done right. Purdy brushes have been handcrafted in the USA for 100 years and are the number one brand preferred by professionals. Save big on Purdy painting tools and don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
98Q Country.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. Been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on their horns, falling on deaf ears of corn. Lined up behind me like a big parade of late to work, road rage jerks shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state paper, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been no bumper. Get back on the interstate. Otherwise, sit tight and be nice. And quit your honking at me that way. Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline. The cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't gone. Tractor, cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98 Q Country.
Sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right. Shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright. This fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright from the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. On my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that.
John Morgan, G. Sunil Dean. It's called Friends Like That at 98Q Country. Price County Senior Dining back at it this week after they had Easter Friday off, but they will be serving up tomorrow barbecue ribs. Barbecue ribs, mashed potatoes, gravy, peas, rice pudding. If you want more information about how it all works with Price County Senior Dining, give them a call at 339-2158. The 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle back on tonight at the Park Falls American Legion. I think the jackpot is back up over 3,000, I saw. You can follow the American Legion Post 182 on Facebook and keep up to date on those jackpots. But 7:30, the drawing tonight. Doors open at 6:30, maybe a little earlier than that if you want a cold one. Six tickets for $5. For as little as $5, you can have a little fun and support the Legion. We have Mr. McKay, standing by to take you through the midday. We're going to do another late-night game tonight. 8:10 pregame, 8:45 will be the first pitch. We're doing a day game tomorrow with a 2:10 pregame. The weekend, are they back home this weekend? No, they're in St. Louis. Well, better times anyway. Just a little heads-up, day game on Saturday, a 1:15. They don't do that too often anymore. Most of the time, they're like 5, 6 o'clock games, so Saturday's game will be a day game. But Brewer baseball tonight, 8:10 pregame, 8:45 will be your first pitch. We got it for you right here. McKay in the midday. He'll take you 10-2. Mr. Greg Gunderson, he always talks football. And with the draft coming up tomorrow, the 4 o'clock hour will be good. So we'll get Greg Gunderson in here from 2 to 7. I hope your day is good. The sun will. It's trying. The sun will come out. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon here in the Northwoods. See you back in here tomorrow morning.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away, and the only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe, it's washing over me. I can feel you breathe. Just breathe. In a way I know my heart is waking up as all come tumbling down, closer than I've ever felt before. And I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now. And I can feel you breathe washing over me, and suddenly I'm melting into you. There's nothing.
Give me some of that. give me some of you alone. We can worry about it later on. Right now, just keep making this my favorite song. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like a college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is so savor, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. Some of that. Yeah, I gotta get me some of that. In the ride by my side down the highway. In the dark in my arms in your driveway. All because of last night you threw my way. Like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
It's hot.